Well, hello and welcome. This is Dr. Mike, and you are listening to Let's Talk Health. And it is a wonderful pleasure to be with you. I have not been with you for a couple of weeks because we had the five Wednesdays, and so Dave and Amy did the last two. So I'm here this time, and we'll be back with you again on the 26th. And I think we have a nice topic tonight. Today is going to be a combination of practical and philosophical. So hopefully you'll find this helpful and useful. First thing, I would like to say is that, you know, Purium has sort of become a transformation company. I mean, that's what we're now being known for. I would say the majority of callers and emails I get, and I do want to thank all of you, by the way. I'm getting more and more emails and less calls, which is very helpful for all of us because we don't play telephone tag. And so many people have questions that sometimes I have to do a little research, and so it gives me a minute or two to do a little bit of searching around to find some answers before I get back to people. So I'm not, you know, it just helps. And as we get bigger and Purium grows more and more, doing emails has become much, much more efficient for, like I said, everyone. And I am getting back to emails as fast as I can. And I do emails before I do phone calls. Now, in that, keeping in that, I do want to mention that March the 6th through the 9th, is the largest health food show in the world up in Anaheim, California. And we'll all be there. I'll be there, my wife and Dave. And so I will try and get back to emails as I can, but I'll probably be slower because we're going to be pretty busy there with the show. And more than likely, I will not call anyone back until the following Monday. So that's March 6th through the 9th. So, one of the things that people often come up with is just the idea of what is this transformation? What are we doing? And to put it simply, it's a way to sort of reboot the computer. A lot of people deal with it as a weight loss program. And people have been successful doing that. I'm not a big fan of weight loss programs. I'm a big fan of getting healthy, of changing habits, of improving our lifestyle. And I've always been a great believer that when we get healthy, when we change our lifestyle, when we start doing the right things, start thinking positively, start dumping baggage that we don't need, weight's going to come off. But I realize we live in a marketing society, and so we have marketed this as a, you know, as a weight loss. In fact, I think there's been some of the things saying, you know, fastest weight loss program, you know, blah, blah, blah. Of course, you know, a lot of people say things like that. So I don't personally pay attention to that too much, because what I see this as is an incredible opportunity for people to really make big changes and make big improvements. I think all of us will recognize that right now we are living in a pretty crazy planet. Telecommunications has caused the planet to shrink considerably. You know, I always like to tell the story that when Abraham Lincoln was elected, it took over 65 days before everyone in the country who had voted knew who the new president was. Because there wasn't internet. There wasn't telephones. It was very slow. Today, people who live in Hawaii, people who live in California, Oregon, and Washington, we have been told who is elected nationally before many of us have even voted. So in other words, everything has shrunk. And there's the good, the bad, and the ugly with that. one of the biggest problems is it increases stress humongously. And so one of the things that I like to recommend that people do in transforming their lives is to actually step back and realize what's actually going on. Because otherwise we just get so wrapped up in the day-to-day nonsense that we sort of forget what's important. And let's face it, folks, we don't often think about this, but it's not a bad thing to think about once in a while. Every single one of us, bar none, no one's excluded from this, every single one of us is going to die. We're all going to leave this planet. And you know the thing that's interesting is that if you talk to a lot of people, they've known people close to them who've died. But for some reason, most of us don't ever think that we're going to die. But we are. And that's the good news. And I don't say that to be, gloomy. To me, it's a wonderful, wonderful motivation to keep things in perspective. Because once we take our last breath, we're just leaving here. And everything that we've thought was important ain't going to be important anymore. And so it's good to sort of remind yourself of that fact once in a while, especially when you start getting lost in the details. One of the major reasons why we have a problem with health, why we have a problem with weight, is because we don't ever step back to take a look at what's actually going on. So, the transformation should truly serve as a springboard to move on in new directions, a fresh start, to shed some nasty toxic habits, which can include behavior, which can include, actions, feelings. If you're the kind of person and you catch yourself and you're always getting uptight, angry, moody, irritable, whatever, this is the kind of thing that can help you take an inventory and sort of like cut it off at the pass. Because one thing that happens when you dramatically decrease your calories to like 600 a day, and that's still a decent amount of calories, but when most people are used to eating anywhere between 1,500 and 3,000, 600 is not a whole bunch. So when you start cutting down in calories, a lot of things happen physiologically and even within our consciousness. And so it gives us a great opportunity to evaluate and actually make some changes. And so I hope people are really doing this. Many, many people who email me and some who call, a lot of people talk about specific problems they may have had or are having, whether they've been constipated or, felt tired or headachy or whatever. But more and more people are actually communicating about, what do I do now? And at first I just thought they wanted to know what products to take. But it's more than that. It's like, what do I do with my life now? In other words, I'm making a change here. And so it should be something that's positive, and it should be a lifestyle change so that you're incorporating better food choices, you're incorporating eating when you need to eat, not because you're just simply used to it, or you're eating out of stress, or you're eating because you're tired, but you're actually doing a conscious thing of eating when it's appropriate. And you're also eating good things. It doesn't mean you don't have treats. It's fine to have treats. We have treats. But it should be consciously enjoying them. In other words, don't gulp them down. Eat them slowly. Enjoy what you're consuming. These are very helpful things to do. Now, one thing that I would really like to recommend everyone get involved in, and this will make a big difference in your relationship with food. What is really helpful, and we've been doing this for years, is start growing something yourself. Now, I know many of you are saying, I don't have the land. I don't have a place to do gardening. I don't have the time. And I'm not saying you have to have any of those things. What I'm suggesting is start with something simple, like growing some sprouts in your kitchen. There's a wonderful sprout. There's lots of wonderful sprouters out there. Some are automatic. Some water things automatically. But my wife actually found a tremendously simple one that's cost-effective. It's called Sprutamo, sprout and then AMO. And it really does a great job. And you can find them online. Some stores carry it. We actually bought it at a health food store once. My wife has ordered since then from the company because she uses a lot of them and you know, she was able to get a wholesale price. But Sprutamos are very simple to use. You don't even have to rinse the sprouts. And trust me, friends, just by growing some of your own sprouts, if you're a little bit more adventurous, have a little garden box on your window and grow tomatoes. Anyone can grow tomatoes. And vine-ripened tomatoes are the best. But let's get back to sprouts a second. Sprouts are wonderful because they are full of enzymes. They're living food. And so they contain proteins, fats, carbohydrates, and it's a complete, perfect food. So do yourself a favor. Start sprouting. Even if you just start sprouting clover. Clover is better than alfalfa, we have found. And the seeds are available at any health food store. You want to get organic seeds. It's not... The cost difference is minimal considering, you know, how much you're going to get from this. So I wouldn't just go buy the inexpensive commercial seeds you can find. Get some organic seeds so you're doing the right thing. And all you need is water. I mean, they're self-contained. Obviously, if you're going to grow something big, you've got to have soil. But sprouts don't even need soil. They just simply, they're totally self-contained. It's a phenomenal thing to do. And it really gives you a tremendous appreciation for the wisdom and power of nature. To think that a tiny little seed that you can hardly see, like a radish seed or a clover seed, are very tiny. And within 7 days, 4 to 6 days, you'll have a fairly lush crop of these sprouts. And all you did was add water. Now, if that doesn't give you an appreciation for nature, I don't know what will. But at the same time, planting a little tomato seed or even a small tomato plant in a window box and watching that grow is phenomenal as a way to get in touch with nature and to appreciate the food that you're consuming. See, we have gotten into a habit that we just simply go to a store and we buy something that's in a package. And we don't know what we're eating. In fact, most people eat food that's not even food, which is quite sad. And that's one of the things that is really excellent about Purium. And one of the reasons that, you know, we have been involved with the company for over 15 years now, because we do produce food that's real food, and it's superfood. It's super concentrated food. But we're not suggesting that you live on it and nothing else for the rest of your life. we suggest that you use it as the perfect supplement. Because unless you are growing all of your own food, you are not eating nutritious food. If you go to a nice store that sells organic produce and you buy the organic produce, it's anywhere from 3 to 10 days old. And many studies show that after you harvest an organically grown vegetable, if it's not properly cared for, it's going to lose nutritional value quickly. Now, it's not going to lose minerals too fast, but it's going to lose vitamins very quickly. So this is another reason why growing something yourself, like the sprouts, like some tomatoes, and using superfoods can be so helpful. So this is the kind of thing that that really can make a difference in your life. Now, you know, one of the things that got my attention to talk about this tonight specifically is the number of people who are back gardening again has increased 100-fold just in the last few years. And many people sort of are doing it for a couple of reasons. Some people are doing it because they want to have more control of their food. Some people are doing it because they really see things getting out of hand and they're concerned that if they don't start growing something, they may not be able to even buy something. Many people recognize that when they walk into a grocery store, there's very little real food in there. So there's lots of reasons to be getting involved in gardening. Even, like I said, even if it's just doing a sprout. And recently, Dr. Mercola had an article entitled Urban Gardening is the Answer to Many of Our Problems. For many reasons. And, you know, one of the biggest things that it does is it puts you in connection with nature. And that is a very, very good thing to have happen. So, I can't stress enough the importance of using every opportunity that you can to take control of your lifestyle and to become more aware of making choices. You see, a lot of times we do things automatically and we've given up our ability to choose. You know, it said that we have free will. Well, we give most of our free will away. We give it to everything else because we are compelled by habits. You know, if you drink coffee every day or smoke or you get angry a lot or whatever, those behaviors completely eradicate your free will. Because free will means being able to do what you need to do, what you should do, when you should do it. Not because you're compelled to do it. So, keep that in mind. So, I think that it's important to recognize the need to not only consume good food, but to do as many things as we can that will support a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, we've had talks where we've talked about, you know, positive thinking and how thoughts are things. And this is sort of a practical kind of thing because it's more like, okay, everyone recognizes that exercise is a good thing. But we want to exercise in a way that's in harmony with our body. So you see, many people get themselves hurt exercising because they decide what they want to do rather than tuning in to what their body is able to do. The purpose of exercise is to increase your health, not to weaken it. And yet, I can't tell you how many people I talk to every week who have done damage to themselves by exercising the wrong way or too much. So, these are all ideas that are designed to, as the old expression goes, you know, slow down and smell the coffee. Don't drink it, but smell it. Smell the rose. Because we really are not in a culture that supports the kinds of things that I've been talking about for the last 15 or 20 minutes. In fact, to do the kinds of things I'm talking about takes a lot of strength, because most people aren't going to support you. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, we have these kind of calls and why we offer the support calls, because like-minded people can help each other. It has been said by many wise people that our environment is actually stronger than our willpower and our desire. So in other words, unless you are a super person with indomitable will, you will end up doing something you don't want to do if you're with the wrong people. It's been shown. So this is why it is so crucial to clearly know what you're trying to accomplish and what's going on. Because otherwise, we just simply go down the road and we, you know, at the end of the day, we sort of say, gosh, what happened today? I mean, a lot of people can't even remember what they've done today. And this is not conscious living. So really what we're talking about here is conscious living, being aware of what we're doing and taking charge of it. So the first outcome will be we're going to feel happier because we're not at the mercy of our environment that's trying to pull us the wrong way. You know, there's lots of really neat things. In fact, I think the next call we're going to have, I'm going to talk just about the idea of green vegetables. Because, I mean, we are the green food company. And a lot of people don't have any idea how amazing the power of green vegetables is and where it comes from and how it all fits together. So I think we're going to be talking about that next time, because I've had a couple people about that. So my friends, I'd like to sum up and suggest that you start doing as much as you can consciously, not dictated by habits, by moods, by previous behavior, but that you start choosing actions and thoughts that are in keeping with your highest good. Things like, you know, sprouting, things like taking a walk, things like appreciating nature. All of these things can create a tremendous health benefit to our physical bodies. It's been shown, you know, scientifically. It's quite impressive. And one of the things that you can do to help you along with this is either find, there's lots of books out there that have affirmations, but you can just make your own. you know, one of the simplest affirmations that I heard a long time ago that I like is, if you're feeling a little bit stressed or something, you just say, the saying goes, I'm a child of God, God loves me, everything's fine. Now, I'm not saying that works for you, but that's something that worked for me for many times. But make something fit your own style and your own consciousness so that you start having something to rely on in the little gaps of time so that you don't go back into thoughts, patterns, behavior, actions that you really don't want to be doing. That's the secret. It's not that complicated, but it takes a little bit of planning and a little bit of intention. The more intention and the more desire that you have, the easier it is to do this. Desire is the secret. So, I hope that this has been helpful. Like I said, I wanted this to be both practical and philosophical, because we've had many calls about things to do with the transformation in terms of, you know, not having bowel movements properly, having headaches, you know, all sorts of things that people do experience sometimes. One thing I will say is that it is amazing how many people have done the transformation, and truly amazing how many people who have done this have never done anything like it before in their life. So it really is a tremendous opportunity that people have taken advantage of who've never even considered doing something like this. So that's really, really neat. So friends, it's been a pleasure to be with you again, as always. And once again, if you joined us late, I want to just remind everyone that from March 6th through the 9th, we're all going to be at a trade show in Anaheim, California. And I will try and get back to emails, but I doubt seriously I'll be able to answer any phone calls until the following Monday, which I believe is the 10th. So take good care. God bless. And by all means, let me know topics that you'd like discussed. This one was actually precipitated by a couple of our members. And I do want to remind everyone, in case you have not seen this yet, but I think it's been changed on all the website and emails. The email, my email has changed, and it's now drmikecares@gmail.com, and that's drmikecares@gmail.com. And it just works a lot better because we have so many different customers and divisions. We have private label and this kind of thing. And so the Ask PHP was confusing to people that were not in PHP. So that's why it's changed. And most people actually like this better. I certainly do, and it's certainly easier to say. So please email me at drmikecares@gmail.com, and I will do my best to get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks for being with us. God bless, and bye for now.